So the big question is this:
how do married entrepreneurs like us who have decades of business building experience, how do we break through common communication, productivity, and profitability barriers, all while living powerfully in sync?
That's the big question, and this podcast is the answer. You see, even if just one of you is called to entrepreneurship, the family is called to entrepreneurship. No, the goal is not the almighty dollar. We're aiming for the almighty impact. What's up? This is OL and Sway Buckley. Welcome to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast.
Marriage Marketplace Ministry. Let's go.
Hey everyone, what's up? This is OL.
And this is Sway.
Of MarriedPreneurLife.com.
Yes, and you're listening to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast. So welcome back to those of you who have been here before and to our new listeners. We say welcome to you as well. This is episode 103.
Yes, and we help high-achieving married entrepreneurs who really want to get more clarity, generate more income, and of course, have a greater lasting impact.
Yes, we are all about legacy building. Everything we're talking about is going to tie back in some way or another to legacy. So if it's dealing with your business and your scaling, or you're implementing higher systems, or if it's talking about your marriage or even our faith, it all leads back to legacy. So that's where we're here about in this, on this entire podcast. So today, episode 103, we want to take you behind the scenes, as we like to do on our podcast, and share with you some things that have really helped us as we have brought on new hires. And I say this because I believe it will save you tons of time and energy and even money.
And even grief and even a headache or two.
Oh, that too.
We have definitely hired quite a bit in the past. And so we're coming straight out of the wellspring of our experiences, telling you what we've seen, what we've learned from our mistakes. And hopefully these will, I'm confident these will be best practices for you guys going forward.
Yeah, so we always, like, over the years, we have, like you said, we have hired several different, it's been several years since day one. We've hired help, and it's gotten better and better and better. I would say each round we go higher and higher with this thing. And so now we are at, I would say, a pretty sweet spot. We really enjoy our team members, and we are bringing other team members on, and we're just really excited about that. But it did not start like that. It started a bit rough and not really clear about everything, like the way to really optimize and really be the most effective with our team. So we learned the hard way many times. And then we started investing in training with that too, but putting our expectations as marriedpreneurs and our challenges, bringing that to the table, has really been a great help too. So what we want to do is just share with you some of the, I would say, three or so of the main questions that we always ask before we hire anybody.
Yes.
And these are the questions that we ask ourselves, okay? Not like necessarily interview questions.
Right. Okay. So these are questions that we have to talk amongst ourselves to make sure that we're on the same page, so that when we do make that decision for that new hire, we are in agreement.
Yeah.
And so let's get to the first question.
Yeah. So you want me to ask it, or?
I can ask it. So
I should say this too, because you may hear some ambient noise. Well, once again, we are coming to you live from the car. And so you're journeying with this as we go up and down these highways and byways. So that's that, what you hear. Okay. So I'm sorry. Go ahead. You wanted to ask the first one, or you want me to do it?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so the first question that we feel has been super duper helpful for us in asking one another before we really go all the way into bringing someone on is, will this role increase our income or our time? And then part B of that is how. So that basically, it leads the conversation in a way of increase versus decrease, right?
Yes, and that's really important, because oftentimes I think as married entrepreneurs, the idea is, wow, if we hire someone, then that's just going to take away from our income. But as you really think about you all's values and what's most important to, you know, the marriage and the business, and you come to the conclusion and you realize, you know, hey, yeah, it's time for us to add a new team member so that we can be more productive, and so that we can have more even income and of course time, but the thing about it is that when you understand, when the two of you have already talked about, dialogued about, what is to gain from bringing on this new team member, then it really sets the expectation for both of you as to what ultimately you would expect to get as a result of bringing on this team member. And I say that because sometimes people just hire, sometimes entrepreneurs will just hire because it's like, oh, well, we need to have somebody in this role. And so that's not always the case. There is a time to hire and there's a time not to hire.
Right. And during those times that it is time to hire, I think it's still important to know how will this role, or, well, you know, will this role increase our income, or is going to increase our time?
Right.
And then the next part of that is how. So you all need to be mindful. For us, we have to be mindful of this. Okay, we're bringing this person on. It may not be an increase necessarily in our money bottom line, but it will be an increase in our time bottom line, which is super valuable to us if we want to make sure that we have more free time. We want to have more travel time. We want to have more date nights. Like,
and how much is that worth?
How much is that worth? Right, but then you have roles as well. Now, that role should still, even if it increases time, it still should not be taken away from the business. It should really be adding to. That's the whole point of it. But if it's really just focused on increasing your income, then you need to look at that as well. And the next part, and the next question that ties into, oh, before I go into that one, the how. Instead of just saying, oh, we want this role to increase, really, we're going to see the results in our income. And that's great, right? But you really want to talk about how will that even happen? What do you even see the path? Like, what is the path for that even occurring? So you can say, oh, well, this is going to free up me to do this over here, but then that person is really going to look more prospects for us, and they're going to close more sales. And then their goal is to close this many, you know, prospects a week, and that brings in this amount, right? So then you understand, like, real numbers.
And that's the income part. The right. increase of time part can be, well, this person is going to do all of the publishing, scheduling and setting up for our content on Monday and Tuesday, which means then that gives you back 3 more hours each day. So that's 6 hours that buys you back of time that you can apply into other areas.
Exactly. So just be mindful about that. Now, that actually ties right into the next question, which is, what are the metrics of success for this role? So we kind of started talking about that a little prematurely, but same thing is, okay, you know this role is going to bring an increase. So what exactly do you all want to have in place as far as the goals for this role, especially when these are brand new roles? But even when you've had somebody else in the previous role and you're replacing that, I think it's important to reevaluate to see, like, how you all have grown in the business. And just because you're bringing in a new person doesn't mean that you're in the same place. And actually, you shouldn't be in the same place. It should just go higher and higher. And with your expectations and as far as the execution and just getting really, you know, really stronger in that. So what are the metrics for success in this particular role? What does that look like?
Yeah, I think two things that really would influence that answer to that question is, one, you know, where are we, speaking of the two of you, where do you all want to be more efficient? Where do you want to be more efficient? And efficiency is really about stewarding the resources and talent that you all have in order to make sure that you are not losing traction, number one, but that you're actually gaining traction in your business. So that's the efficiency part. But what is intimately connected to efficiency, what is so closely connected to that, that's proficiency. So that really comes down to what skill set works best in whatever area you all are going to bring on a new team member. And that can influence, once you two talk about that, that'll influence your decision on who you, the actual individual that you hire for that particular role. Are they proficient at it? And how will this make our business model more efficient?
Right, that part right there. Because these are questions, like I said before, that you're going to ask of each other, not necessarily on the interview. And so, lastly, we want to share with you this other question that has really helped us a great deal with each other, like in our marriage and how we're working together, is who will be primarily be, that's the key word right there, managing this person. Who is this person going to be reporting to? If it's going to be me or if it's going to be you, or if it's going to be a manager that we already have, that we have in place, that they're going to report to that person.
Yeah, and obviously there's a couple of factors to consider there. One being, of course, well, what are you all's distinctive roles?
It's a bit tricky.
Within the business. And mm-hmm. what can be tricky about it, even as we started talking about this earlier, is sometimes that can move. Sometimes my role can become your role in 3 months, or your role can become my role in two months.
Right.
You know, there's always different factors that influence what your prospective roles are. Mm-hmm. And so that would definitely influence or determine who this new team member would be primarily reporting to.
Yeah, so these are just three of the, I would say, the top questions that we ask each other before we bring on a new hire, just to make sure we're clear in our roles and our expectations and what it's going to look like, and making sure that we're on the same page. And as you all are building and scaling and putting your systems in place, we really hope that this would be a resource for you, even if you're not in that season right now. But trust and believe, as you continue on, we all know that will come. That day will come when it's time to hire or hire again. So hopefully this has been helpful for you. We appreciate you all listening.
Yes, and if this has been of great value, of course, you know you can subscribe, rate, and review.
Yes, and also, if you all are not following us yet on IG, make sure you stay connected, or Facebook as well, Marypreneur Life. And if this has been helpful for you, make sure you take a screenshot of your phone right now and go ahead and tag us and let us know, like, what is your biggest takeaway, and share it with your friends. That's the whole point of all this. Share it with your friends. All right, and we are signing off.
Yep, peace, and we'll look forward to seeing y'all on the next episode.
Yes, and we are rooting for you. Here's to living powerfully in sync. Until we see you next time. Many, many blessings. All right, y'all.
Hey, guys. So glad you enjoyed that episode. And if this has been helpful to you and awesome for you, we are excited, because that brings us to another great opportunity.
Yes, if you too are looking to implement hire systems and strategies and scale together in your business and really bring out that big, big vision that God has placed inside of you, we are super excited to know that, and even that you are here. So here's the thing. We've spent the last 6 years working together, and it did not start off easy at all. It was and has been a journey. And what we did is we implemented systems. We actually started creating systems, because we didn't find them in our business coaching or in our marriage classes, marriage counseling sessions. They never actually dealt with married entrepreneurship. So that's where our systems were created. So it took us a good 6 years to put these together, start implementing, and see the results. We had no idea at that time that we were going to be actually using this same system and blueprint to help other married entrepreneurs implement higher systems and strategies as well. So today we want to make sure that you know that our Marypreneur Map is available for you for free download. It is literally a blueprint that we use, very succinct, to work together behind the scenes as well as scaling together. So whether you're looking for more better systems, higher effective systems with what you two are doing, or if you're looking for better strategies to scale, either one, we have got you covered. So you can
go over to marypreneurmap.com/
I was just talking.
Free gift.
Marypreneur Life. marypreneurmap.com/free gift. And or you can also find the link in the bio.